Hey, welcome, guys. Alright, we are just about to embark on a very important expedition, guys. We're gonna go hunt for some diamonds down in Craters of Diamonds State Park down in Arkansas. I can't tell you off the top of my head what town it is, but I will be punching it in to the GPS shortly, and then we'll be getting on our way, guys. So I think we're gonna have a lot of fun. Hopefully we can find a couple diamonds. I don't really know. By the way, let's say this is a long drive there. Okay, like more than a few hours. Like it's the middle of the night. I just tucked old Milk into bed, so it's just going to be a solo day trip today. So, I'll keep you guys posted. Love you. Peace. Bye. Alright, guys. Took us a little longer than we wanted to get on the road, but we are now officially rocking and rolling. Okay, here's the thing, guys. We are going to get there right at 8 o'clock, right when they open. It's going to be dope. So you're going to have to tune in later if you wanted to be live. I mean, obviously, that would be weird if you would listen to it now and then be on by then. Anyway, I'm not going to do anything live. I don't know why I even brought it up. It's dumb. Anyway, we are on the road. We have left town. We are a random amount of distance from where we live. I'm not going to tell you where we live, but here is what I am going to tell you guys. I got our Patreon up and running. It's Mad Max Pax's World on Patreon. Here's the thing, guys, is I've only got a chance to put up a few tiers, a few things on there, a few dumb stuff right now, but I'm gonna put some more thought, I'm gonna put a lot more tiers, a lot more, here's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna do shirts, I'm gonna do notebooks, I'm gonna do stickers. Well, actually, I'm gonna really do whatever you guys want, but I need feedback from you guys. Like, do you want me to design stickers? Do you want me to make shirts? Do you want Milk, my lovely, beautiful, wonderful lady, to make any of those things, because she's an equally good artist? If so, I need you to subscribe. I need you to go to our Patreon. If you are one of the first 27 people to be a patron, you are gonna get a custom photograph that I'm gonna take on this trip. It might be a selfie, it might be a landscape, I don't know. I got a Kodak disposable, so I'm gonna print those sons of bitches off. I'm gonna fucking write your names on them, and I'm gonna put them through the mail. And I don't know if that'll actually work, but I'm gonna postcard them to you, so tune in. But here, you gotta do subscribe, and if you don't want to subscribe, I need you to retweet. And here's where you can retweet me on the Twitter sphere, obviously. Retweet m_pax10, hashtag milk and cookies on Twitter. If you've been listening, you can check that hashtag. You'll find me. Retweet anything, and honestly, if you just think any of that shit is funny, let me know, because I would love to hear from you guys. So let's do it. Do it up. Talk later, bye. And welcome back to Milk and Cookies, and this edition of Dry Cookie with no milk, just me. Cookie, your host, Dean Matthews. We're making some progress, guys. We're going down the road, and I've been doing a lot of thinking, and I just want to talk to you guys about this whole podcasting thing. You know, like, a few of my close friends, after I told them, I said, hey, you know, check out Milk and Cookies on Spotify, they're like, what? How'd you get a podcast on Spotify, man? Like, did you have a podcast yesterday? And I was like, nah. And they're like, you have a podcast today on Spotify? And I was like, yeah, man, it's on Spotify by Dean Matthews, available now where podcasts are sold. So I'm using Anchor. You can find my shit on Anchor. You can find my shit on Spotify. You can find it on Pocket Casts. I think it's in the works for Apple as well. And I think, you know, when we get some traction, we're gonna start popping off, and we're gonna start getting a lot more long road trip content. And here's the thing: is I wanna get some people. I wanna if you have a podcast and you wanna talk to me, I'm talking to you guys over at Schnit Talk. If you're listening, I just tweeted at you a bunch of times, so I really hope so. Ellie, you gotta tell Big Cat I need a job. Ellie, please tell Big Cat I need a job. If you're listening, please. Ellie, please. Please. If somebody knows Ellie, or if you guys are listening and you also like Schnit Talk, and you by chance happen to also think I'm funny, go ahead and go onto Twitter and hashtag Milk and Cookies, and then just tweet the shit out of Bleacher or Barstools and Big Cat and Ellie. Be nice to Ellie, though. She is delightful. I love her stuff. She's super cool and all that. Like, Ellie, I want to be on your show. I want you to be on my show. I want to come to New York because New York sounds so freaking cool. And here, I want an excuse to drive all the way out to New York. It's a long trip, and the gas money is not going to be cheap, so we need them endorsements. So if Barstool cut me a check for like $50, you know, I'd mosey on over there, you know, like, or $100 probably would be better, because it's gonna cost a lot of money for gas. Anyway, go hashtag and retweet M_Pax. The number 10 is my personal Twitter, and I'm letting you guys in all the way, guys. Like, this is my life in camera form now. Like, Milk and Cookies is obviously satirical. Like, it's, we make a lot of jokes, but we're making a lot of points here. So if you like it, share it. If not, tell your friends how dumb you think I am, and then, you know, like, tweet, hey, I hate Dean Matthews, he sucks, his podcast is the worst. And if you do hate me, you guys should tell Barstool that you hate me and that we should talk about it, and, like, we can tell Ellie how my feelings are hurt because you guys hate me. But I hope that's not the case. I hope there's much love around, and let's see, we still got 4 more hours to go until we're officially digging up diamonds, but we're about to go through Fayetteville pretty soon. It's pretty cool. Stick around for more updates and all that, and I love you guys so much. And if you're asleep, stay asleep, good night. If you're awake, you know, I'm not gonna tell you go to bed. You know you need to go to bed. You know, I know you're trying, but if you're still awake, then just know that, hey, me too, man. It's chill. Shoot me a text or something, you know, like, let's pal around. I got nothing but time and a GoPro, baby. Let's do it. Alright, so some ideas for Wandering Man. We're on the road, so let's get some ideas flowing. I think with the travel thing being, shit, I don't know, being one of the things that's not really gonna make a whole lot of sense, let's get him picked up by some smooth criminal. And you know who's gonna play that smooth criminal? Your boy is. Okay. Let's say he gets picked up by a writer. And this writer's like, oh, what do you do, man? I'm a writer, what do you do? He's like, I used to be a writer once. He mumbles under his breath. Our hero begins to think fondly, at first, reminiscing on events long past, times that brought him much joy, times that made him feel alive. The more he thought, the more he began, the more his mind began to wander, drifting farther and farther off into space. He barely heard the man talking to him, It was more of a dull sounding, I don't know, let's say it was something, some kind of like a drone or something. Just a drone that went continuous. Eventually the droning stopped as the sun began to set. Slowly through the windshield of the sports car they rode in, which still smelt like new car. Our hero couldn't place what type of car it was. He honestly wasn't paying attention. He just knew that they were driving fast, up and down mountainous roads, and then all of a sudden on flat roads, but the entire time in the desert. Weaving back and forth until nightfall, riding into the sunset, no way of knowing what could possibly lie in the future. As our hero's mind wanders, the pleasant memories begin to be replaced with not so pleasant ones. Memories that start to make his stomach turn. Memories that he doesn't even want to think. Memories that he can't think. Memories that he can only think. That's all he can do. The harder he tries, the more the memories invade, spiraling deeper and deeper. His trance-like state is penetrated when the stranger shakes his arm. "You awake, friend?" "I wasn't asleep," he says. "You were asleep." "I'm not asleep," the stranger replies. "I'm driving, man." Under his breath and turning away from our hero, the stranger chuckles and says, "Man, you're really out of it. How long have you been out here?" Not really replying, our hero mumbles, "I don't know," as they continue to drive in dark silence. End of the chapter. I think that's pretty good. I like that. I might, we might put that on a pod. We might not. I'm on my way to go dig up some diamonds. So I think that little stint right there is going to be how he gets to Yuma when, that's where, in Yuma is where he's going to meet Baja, this mysterious, dark-haired, dark-skinned, wide-eyed woman, full of life, full of vibrance, and she's so charismatic, and she's a presence that he hasn't felt before in his life, and it's gonna enthrall him, and they're gonna go on an adventure, and that's gonna be really part one, is our character, our hero, voyaging out and becoming one with nature, you know, like this, let's say this guy is, you know, he's never really fit in, okay, and he's always thought that, you know, something is wrong with him, he can't really put his mind on it, and it's not like, you know, your standard, something is wrong with me, I just don't fit in. It's like something is actually kind of wrong with this guy. Like, he has the most terrible luck. Like, he doesn't have any close, like, members of his family anymore. He did, obviously. He doesn't have a whole lot of friends. He has some, but they're not really the nicest of people. Now the characters, let's say, you would really want in your life, maybe. And our hero is going to go on a journey, and he's going to discover a lot of things about himself and a lot of things about what's wrong with him. This is the first step of his vision quest, and I want you guys to picture, this is the first step of the journey, you know, this is my odyssey. It's gonna be a dystopian anthology of the mythology of the wandering Jew. Now or just the wandering man. It's this mythology of a man who, he worked for Pontius Pilate. He was the guy in charge of, I think Jerusalem at the time of Christ's death. They were marching Christ to the cross. You know, he's carrying the cross on his back. This guy, he's a guard for Pontius Pilate, is what he was. And if you haven't checked out the book, The Man of Legend, you should, because it's fucking fantastic. I don't want to get into too many spoilers, but let's just say he's not super cool. And actually, I totally spoiled that, so I'm going to have to blank out the title of that. But here's my thing, guys, with this pod. I don't want to edit anything for you. I want it to be raw. I want it to be authentic. I know I'm going to say things wrong, okay? I know I'm going to say things that get under your skin, and that's okay, and that's what I want. And if I say something that gets under your skin, I want you to get a hold of me somehow. You know, you can hashtag Milk and Cookies on Twitter. You can comment on any of my videos on Mad Max Pax's World. I'll see it. Tell me, hey man, that was not cool. I did not like that. And you shouldn't say that. And tell me why you think that, and let's talk about it, okay? Because that's really how we're gonna get through everything coming up. And you know, I know things are tough. You know things are tough. Let's get through it together, but let's talk about what we need to do to come together, okay? Because everyone knows that things need to change. I want to know how things need to change for you, okay? Tell me what I need to do to make things better for you, okay? And then let's use this platform as a way to, you know, spread that idea, guys. Like, let's get a lot of people thinking the same thing, and let's teach them how to think well. Let's teach them what, you know, like, they can make their own decisions. They can, it's okay to feel strongly about things. Like, that's, you want to feel strongly about things, that means you have an opinion. But you can't feel strongly about things that you're not informed on, my guys, okay? So here's what we want to do. We want to get as informed as we can. If I'm saying something, if I'm not informed on something, call me out. I want you to say, you know, Dean, that's not cool. You gotta freaking be better, man. Like, do better, be better. I didn't like that. Tell me why you didn't like it. Let's get together. Let's talk about it, okay? Hashtag Milk and Cookies on Twitter. Let's talk. Suck. Let's get together. Alright, guys, you're gonna have to bear with me for a second while I get my GoPro set up, but we are currently in Fayetteville, Arkansas, and the cool thing about where we are at specifically is we are out by where my apartment was, guys. It's really cool. I'm gonna set up a GoPro. If you wanna see what the stomping grounds were like, you know, where my studio was and all that, you know, we're gonna have to check into the channel, but give me a sec and let's go on a quick tour before we leave town. Man, I get a freaking pee so bad too, like. We have to stop over at the Walgreens and get some, you know, stuff. Okay, alright, let's get this thing. Oh, I don't want to burst. Yeah, let's just go ahead and do time lapse. Because we're gonna do a quickie. Alright, guys. We got that shit, rocking and rolling. I'm gonna take you guys around town really quick, because I'm not gonna say I had the best time in Arkansas. I was kind of lonely down here, but that being said, it was pretty cool, and I wish it wasn't freaking 5 in the morning so I could hit up a few of the dudes or dudettes and kind of take you guys around and see what's up with that. But I'm realizing now that the last segment that I meant to post on this podcast is actually in the middle of the podcast where we talk about cops, and I think, actually, guys, that might be the best podcast yet. I'm working on them both at the same time. That one is going to be more specifically, I want feedback from you guys, though. Like, I want you guys to, like, call in. it's the Rona, so, let's zoom it up, guys. If you want to zoom, a Zoom meeting, let's go ahead and do that. I forgot to turn that camera around to face outside of the freaking windshield. So give me one sec while I pull into this sorority parking lot. Comment on the YouTube video when it comes up if you recognize what sorority we're at. Like, I'm not gonna say I was ever at this sorority because I wasn't, but give me a sec, guys, all right? This podcast is brought to you by Milk and Cookies, the own podcast that you're listening to right now is the one. So if you like it, share it, and there will be more upcoming if you do. I don't know if this is recording. No, and it is now recording. Does anybody recognize that building? Now that we're back to Milk and Cookies with Dean Matthews, a.k.a. your host, Cookies, on this solo episode of Dry Cookies. We should really freaking do some donuts in this. No, we're resisting the urge, guys, because it's the middle of the night and we're on campus in Arkansas, so we're going to be doing some time. I got some time-lapse GoPro. Driving around town, if you've never been to Fayetteville and you want to see what Fayetteville looks like, I got, Old Main in my crosshairs right here, like, check it out. I think it's pretty cool. We're not gonna be in town long, literally just as long as it takes to drive across the other side and go to Walgreens and take a quick pee-pee, a little pit stop restroom break. But then we're gonna hit the road again. We're a little bit falling a little bit behind schedule. We're gonna get there at 8:30 now, but it's still gonna be nice and cool at Craters of Diamonds National Park. We're turning right now. This is the main thing of campus right here, guys. On our right here is where I had the majority of my classes. But on the left over here, where you can't see, there's some more fraternities. We're gonna turn here on Dixon Street, guys. This is like the main drag of Fayetteville, so like, let's do it up. If you want to see what Fayetteville looks like, check it out. I wish it was like open, but honestly now it's kind of a cool time, like nobody's out, so I can just, you know, zip through town and do some freaking donuts and burn some rubber. No, I'm just kidding, I'm not gonna do that, but I am going to show you guys what it was like. I had a good time, and if you guys are thinking about going to the U of A, check it out, because here it is. This is the main drag here. The camera's facing right, but all the main stuff is on the left. That building we just passed back there was a theater, I believe, but we just passed JJ's down there. If you know, if you've been in Arkansas, represent. Ooh, Fox News. Fox News, should we whip it around and, I want to get a shout out from that guy. Fuck it, I'm gonna do it. Like, he's out here in the morning and he's filming, and I just want to see what he's filming. Like, what is he filming? I got projects working on too. Let's ask this guy if he wants to be in a podcast, you know, like the KC, or not the KC TV 5 obviously, but the channel 24 Fox. I don't know if we like Fox, guys. I'm more of a CNN guy, to be honest, but, you know, I get most of my shit from Twitter, huh? A little biased, but we're whipping it back around, and we're going to ask this guy, he wants a podcast. Let's ask him what the story is. Hi, what's the story about?
Just phase 2 reopening.
Oh, cool. I'm recording a podcast right now.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, you want to come and say hi, or you don't have to, but you're Fox 24? That's cool. Where can I watch this later?
I'm from live at 5:30.
I'm from like Kansas City area though, so is it going to be on the website?
Later today, yeah.
Cool. Perfect. I'll check it out.
Okay.
Check out my podcast, Milk and Cookies. It's a late night smoke sesh thing where we talk about life, love, and the pursuit of happiness. Great plug. I hope the news picks up my shit. That's cool. That's the kind of stuff I'm going to be doing, guys. Like, I'm going to be grabbing people off the freaking side of the road and saying, hey, dude, like, tell me what is going on in your life right now at this very moment. So if you're about that action, guys, I need you to like and subscribe. Okay, I'm going to finish whipping it around town. If you want to see what the town of Fayetteville looks like at 5 in the morning, tune in to Mad Max Pax's World on YouTube, hashtag Milk and Cookies on Twitter, and I freaking love you guys. Well, would you look at that? The sun's coming up, baby. It's a new day, and you know what that means? That means we are only about 3 hours away from digging up some diamonds. I wish I was gonna be closer, but that pit stop in Fayetteville took a little longer than I wanted to, and I have not found a Walgreens because I need some more micro USD cards. And we will be right back after a word from our sponsor.
This podcast is brought to you by Starbucks! When you need a venti latte triple shot macchiato, come to Starbucks and get one! They're very expensive, but kind of okay if you like coffee, I guess. Come to Starbucks and overpay for coffee!
And now, back to Milk and Cookies. I'm your host, Dean Matthews, and aka known as Cookie, and we are closing in on the booty. I smell the diamonds, man. We're hunting for treasure. It's gonna be fun. Stick around. Okie dokie. So after our hero meets Baja in Yuma, this is when he's going to travel to the wonderful, lovely Las Vegas. But this is not this Las Vegas is very weird. It does not seem like anything you would describe Las Vegas as. He describes it as being actually rather small and quiet. And in fact, he could see the stars super well from the middle of town, which, as far as he could remember, didn't happen in Las Vegas. Like, the Luxor you could see that reflecting up on the heavens, but the heavens themselves were obscured by just the neon reflecting up in hundreds of years of history glowing, and, you know, just radiating this cosmic energy, you know, like, I don't know what dark matter is, but every individual emits an electromagnetic field from their brain, and is that what consciousness? Who knows? But maybe we'll find out one day. That would be really cool. But let's just say, for all intents and purposes, that consciousness is not electromagnetic, and let's say it's more of an obscure dark matter, and let's just say that all of the myths of anyone with superpowers all relate to men or women who have been able to connect into this force. You know, like, for some reason or another, their brain is just wired perfectly, and the chemistry going on in there is just on point, right? Like, You know, like the people who said that they, you know, Hercules was one of these people. You know, he was as strong as 10 men. Yeah, he was, because his brain told his muscles to release adrenaline, and like his like adrenal glands were flooding all the time, and his pituitary gland was overgrown, and that he was just like a 7-foot-tall individual. And the same can be said for like Goliath. You know, like a. Which is actually true. They do think that Goliath was a giant, and they also do think that giants are real, which is a really cool segue into kind of conspiracy theories, guys, because I love conspiracy theories. They're freaking the coolest, and because there's you don't just come up with a conspiracy theory just willy-nilly, right? Like, these people are at least trying to explain weird stuff that can't be explained, you know? Like, flat earthers, you know, say what you want about flat earthers. The earth is not flat, by the way. Like, trust me, I guarantee you, I bet you $1 million. Literally anybody, I bet you $1 million. $1 million off the head of an American Girl doll that the earth is round, guys. Like, but you know what? If you can prove to me that it's flat, I'll pay you $1 million. It might take me a while, but, you know, I'll do my best to try, I guess. So anyway, I want, to get into a little more backstory on this book. I want it to be an odyssey, like literally a cross the world adventure. And at some point in time, when the time is right, I'll show you guys my map. But I have a world map, and in 9 parts, I've planned out a journey across the entire world. And you know, for the most part, I've mapped out all this what's gonna happen. And if I can pull it off in as good of a way as it's in my head, guys, I think it could be really cool, really, really cool. Hey, tell me what you think. Do you think I should keep writing a book? Do you think I should go fuck myself? Well, like, tell me. I need some feedback, guys. Like, retweet, hashtag. I love you. Like, bye. Welcome back, guys. A couple more things before we wrap up part one of our diamond hunting adventure. Hey, guys, like, I want to do this. I think we've covered that. There's a few more things that I need from you guys. Now, I've got a couple super secret projects in the work, but one of them is a pop-up camper tent, right? Like, I found this old music instrument box out of the dump. I found it at the dumpster at my apartment, and it's one of those like felt covered ones. Then shit, I'm gonna try to get the felt off, and here's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna make like a tent that folds inside of it that I can attach to the top of Sheila. Okay, here's what I need. I'm gonna need a luggage rack that can be mounted to the top of Sheila without drilling holes. Now, here's what I'm thinking industrial strength suction cups. You know, I'm talking Mission Impossible style suctionation, and we're gonna, like, I think I need like 3 of them, but I would prefer to have 5 to 6 of them. And these bad boys are like $50 a pop. Okay, now I can build this whole rig set up myself, but I don't have enough money to buy everything, and I made a GoFundMe, and it is on my Facebook page, and it will be on my Twitter shortly. So, if you enjoy the content, help me help you stay entertained by helping me keep the gas tank full, baby! Hey, all I'm saying is, if there's gas in the tank, the car's on the road, and content will be added, shit, I'm talking probably daily, okay? So, go check it out, and hey, every little thing counts, guys. I mean, I would normally never, ever, 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 ever in a zillion years do this, but, like, the Rona, guys, like, I'm being super serious. Like, the government owes me at least $5,000, and I cannot get a hold of anybody, right? Like, I've been calling week after week after week. I finally got to talk to somebody in the appeals department. Not even in the regular ass call line. Okay, and she said that she couldn't even find my claim, even though the website says I can't file a claim, and then at one point said I did file a claim and didn't qualify. So when I was trying to figure that out, she couldn't even find me in the gosh darn gall dang system. And I'm in trouble, guys. Like, I maxed out my credit cards buying this GoPro so I could make this content for you guys. Like, I'm not great with money, obviously. So help me be a little greater by donating $5. And you know what? If you donate $5, even if you don't go and donate on the Patreon, which you should, because then you could donate $3. But even if you don't, I will still send all of the tier stuff if you comment your shit. Like, you know, we'll be in touch. Trust me, I'll find you. If you want some stuff, literally just shoot me a text. I've got a few ideas for some shirts. I've got a few sketches I'm gonna get. I've got a ton of great stills from my adventures that I'm gonna turn into postcards, and I'm gonna send them to each of you guys individually, handwritten by yours truly. And if you're lucky, you might even get one handwritten by Joe, which would be really fucking cool if you ask me, because he doesn't know how to speak English, so it would be wild. Anyway, I love you guys. Keep up the good shit, man. Like, let's get the shit on Schnit Talk. Ellie, again, please listen to my shit. I will get on Schnit Talk and I will debate that this song, Lover, by Taylor Swift, is not the greatest song of all time, and if that isn't the most hottest, outrageous take of freaking ever, then tell me what you think a hotter take is, because I'll be waiting, okay? And trust me, like, I don't even think that's true. Like, obviously the song is it's pretty good, but I bet you $100 of in the real money, non-Rona money, that I can make a compelling argument for how Taylor Swift's song, Lover, is not the best song of all time. And if you disagree, then fucking fight me, because you're wrong. And it's on, baby. Anyway, talk to you later. Love you, bye. Alright, guys, we're about an hour away from Crater of Diamonds, and we might have an issue, okay? I am 1.2 miles away from a gas station, and I am at low range. And it kicked onto low range after 10 miles, and that was 7 miles ago, so fingers crossed we make it. I will keep you guys posted, and you know what, actually, we're only 0.9 miles, so stay tuned to see if we actually make it to get gas, or if I'm gonna have to walk my happy ass to the gas station. I wanted to get gas when I stopped, and I should have when I was working on my laptop about an hour or so ago, 2 hours ago. I just totally slipped my mind. Like, this car on a full tank, I went ahead and put in premium to go ahead and get some 0.5 miles. I can see it. We're gonna make it. If I have to push this goddamn car, we're gonna make it. Anyway, guys, I'm having a freaking great time just telling you guys what I'm doing. So, like, if you're having a great time too, smash that like button, that retweet. I want retweets, guys. This is what I need. Retweets. And you don't even have to retweet this stuff. Just, like, go to my Twitter and see what you think. And if you think it's stupid, then comment, "This is stupid, Matt. You're stupid." But I gotta get off here. I gotta stop and grab some gas. I will catch up with you guys later. All right, bye. All right, guys. Dudes, we've been here for about an hour. I thought I had some diamonds in the rough. Turns out they were just like lampas, something, blah, 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 or quartz, I don't fucking know. It's hot.
I'm gonna go out one more time, see if I can't grab us a diamond, but this place is cool, but it's real hot, so I might call this one an early day. Tune in, part two of the trip. Might take me a little longer to get up, but this is the end of part one, guys. Like, we here, we made it. The ride was awesome. I had a great time. I hope you guys had a great time. I got some great GoPro footage. I got almost the whole trip in time lapse. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna get, you know, again, if you guys get on that fund, yeah, GoFundMe or the Patreon, if you guys donate and we can get Adobe Premiere, that just means cooler videos, guys. Thanks so much for joining today. I'm your host, Dean Matthews, and this has been season 1, episode 3 of Milk and Cookies. Come back next time.